So if you will, turn in your Bibles to Psalms 100. That's a good place to start when we're talking about Thanksgiving, right? Cliff, you're awesome, man. Yes. In Psalm 100, let's take a look at verse 4. You've probably got it memorized. You could quote this thing, I'm sure. Enter his gates with what? And his courts with? Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Now, if you notice, there's two different phrases there that I want to focus in on. One of them is the word thanksgiving itself. And you notice, thanksgiving, it's one word. One word. And it's a noun, okay? And in that, in the Hebrew, it is ta-da! Well, they may not say it like that, but that's what it is. T-O-D-A, ta-da. And it is a noun, and it literally means to offer up. It's an extension of the hand is what the Hebrew is saying. It's an extension of the hand. And so the charismatics get this. The charismatics have different hand signals and so forth. And do you know what they are? No? Okay. I'm receiving from the Lord right now. He's giving to me. I'm receiving. All right? That's the position. When we say, when we're praying for individuals and going down the line and praying for individuals, assume the position. In other words, get ready. Get ready to receive from the Lord. Okay? And this one? I surrender. I surrender all. Amen? And then with the palms turned upward and we're going like this, what are we doing? It is praise. And it's giving thanks. And praise and giving thanks is a compound word, and actually two words, and it's also an extension of the hand. But thanksgiving is like this. Thanksgiving is, I'm offering you something. I'm giving it to you. All right? Giving thanks is, better catch it, it's coming. Giving thanks is literally throwing something at. It's, again, an extension of the hand, but it's different. We're giving you praise, man. We're giving you thanks. Amen? So, let's just do a practice run, okay? Is that all right? Everybody stand. Assume the position. Yeah, we're ready to receive from the Lord. Amen? All right, there you go. There you go. Receive. Okay. Now we surrender. Now we're giving him praise and thanksgiving. Amen. And also you could put the feet into that and do a little dance. Ho, ho, ho. There we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You guys are having too much fun. Sit down. So, whenever... Now, I like to do word studies, and those in Caneo are learning to do word studies, right? And so, in the Scripture, thanksgiving itself is used over 40 times. Give thanks, 79 times. Giving thanks, 17. Thank, like thank you, or 23 times. Gratitude, which is an attitude of thanksgiving, right? Three times. So over 160 times we have a form of giving thanks to the Lord. So I think there's probably some significance to that. And also, whenever we're giving thanks, when we're coming into his presence, we want to do it joyfully. Joyfully. He loves, remember we talked about this not too long ago, he loves a cheerful giver, right? And he also wants us, whenever we come into through the gates and into his courts and entering into his presence. He wants us to come in joyfully, come in excited, come in exuberantly jubilee and offering up thanksgiving. We don't serve a boring God. Despite popular opinion, he is not boring. I said he's not boring. Come on. Some of his church people are, but I won't mention any names. But he's an exciting God. He's an exciting God. And so he loves it whenever his children come excitedly into his presence, thanking him for everything and thanking him for everything that he's provided for us. Listen, he has provided so much for us. And he's worthy of all honor and glory and praise. Amen? I said he's worthy of all honor and glory and praise. We're going to be here until 4:30 or longer if you guys don't participate a little bit more here and help. Come on. So we had Thanksgiving, and the Hebrew word for that is what? Ta-da. Okay? And then giving thanks is the Hebrew word yada, 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 yada. Isn't that something? How many of you have used that yada, yada? Yeah. Didn't know you were giving thanks in Hebrew, did you? Okay, and that's a verb. That's literally action, and I've already showed you the hand signals for that and so forth. It's also an extended of the hand. It's actually we're you better catch it. We're throwing it at you. It's coming. It's coming to you. All right? We're going to turn over just in my Bible, just one page to the left, tonight, Psalm 95. I want to read verses 1 through 3. Oh, it's not? I hear myself. Oh, okay. Want me to turn this one off, then?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, we're live now. So, now I can't be quite as demonstrative with the microphone. So anyway, Psalm 95, ready? 1 through 3, yatta. Oh come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. Can you say amen? And a great King. There you go. Above all gods. Amen? He is absolutely awesome. And so you notice there that we give him thanks for what he has done. You give him thanks for what he has done. We praise him for who he is. Did you catch that? If you get those two straight, you've got them made. We give him thanks for what he's done. What has he done for you? What has he done for you? I mean, seriously, stop, think about it for a minute. What has he done for you? And then give him praise for who he is. Who is he? Who is God for you? One of the things that, let me give you this. So when we talk about giving him praise, we give him praise for his position, his character, his stature, Most High God. He's faithful. He's trustworthy. He's the King of Kings. All of those things, right? Okay. So I'm going to give you an assignment. Are you ready? You know, a good teacher always gives assignments. All right? Didn't Miss Phyllis give you an assignment earlier? Oh, she's a good teacher. I'm surprised. But here's your assignment.
and take a week or two. You can't do this just in one setting. It'll blow your mind. But start a list of 100. So put at the top 100 things that I am thankful to God for. 100 things. And so each day, you would write down 3 to 5 things that you're thankful for, and you can't repeat them on the list. It's the reason why I say you want to take some time, because if you try to sit down and do 100, by the time you get to 10 or so, you're already losing it. You're already, I can't think of anything. I'm not thankful for nothing in anything else. So take your time, 3 to 5 every day. You can do this, though, but you cannot repeat. And so halfway through, now you've got to rack the brain a little bit. If you have stenographer's pad, if you notice there's 2 columns, the red line, they're crazy. They stuck it down the middle of the page instead of over to the left. But if you use it that way, there's 25 lines on there, so you put one item on one side and fill that side, and then the next side, so there's 50, then turn the page over and fill that side, you've got your 100. Real simple, right? I remember doing this years ago with a legal pad and just writing down the different things that I was thankful for God for. And it changed my prayer life. It did. It changed it drastically. And I would catch myself, even in public prayer, whenever I would open up the service or praying just before the message or whatever, and I would be praying and I would be thanking Him for things that really wasn't giving much thought to, except they were just coming up. I'm thankful for this. But in fact, I remember one time I was praying and I said, "Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful song that bird was singing on the way to church this morning." You know, because then you begin to recognize the small things that He does, that He's done in our life, that we just take for granted. And He's too awesome of a God to take for granted. He's even better than our spouse, and you definitely don't want to take your spouse for granted. Yeah, amen. But you guys should have been going, "Amen, amen." Okay. That turkey's going to be plumb cold by the time we get to it. You're not helping much at all. So what did He do? He saved us, right? He bought us. He defeated Satan on our behalf. He created us. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. He provides for us. He's a shelter. He's a refuge. He's translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And you could go on and on and on of all the things that He's done for us. Amen? And so don't short Him, but give Him thanks. All right, let's take a look at another. Okay, no, I want to go back to Psalm 104. And let's just read it again. "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise." And you notice that it is and then give thanks to Him. You notice that it's a progressive thing. We enter His gates with thanksgiving. And that literally what that means is that we're giving Him thanks before we get to the gate. Because the gate is just small. I mean, one step and you're through the gate, right? So as we're approaching the gate, we're giving Him thanks. We're thanking Him. And then when we step into the court, then we change from thanksgiving to praise. We give Him praise for who He is. He's always faithful. We've heard that already this morning, right? He's always faithful. He's always faithful. In case you didn't know it, He's always faithful.
He is who he is, and he doesn't change. The scripture says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So his character doesn't change. His countenance doesn't change. Who he is does not change. Who he is for you today, he will be for you tomorrow, as well as he was for you in the past, whether you recognize it or not. So we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into his courts with praise. And then whenever you get into the Holy of Holies, then guess what you do? I don't know about you, but I'm a blubbering idiot. I'm just weeping in his presence. Yeah, that's right. But that's giving him praise. That's the courtroom stuff. Yeah. And so the closer you get, the more you melt. I do. The closer I get to him, the more I melt. Right? So in that, you notice there's a progression, and it's given there. In fact, many years ago, shortly after I committed my life to the Lord and was going to live for him forever, and I got a couple years started now already, but anyway, I acquired this booklet. It was a three-ring binder type book, but it was a small one. You know what I'm talking about? It was only about so big. It was a small three-ring binder. But in it was tabs. And the first one was, guess what? Thanksgiving. Things that you're thankful for. And you would write those things in that book. And then the next tab was praise. And so the things, his character, who he is for you and so forth, things that we would give him praise. And then petitions. What are we praying for? What are we asking God? And then a tab for hearing. What is he saying to you? And it was organized. Sure, it was organized. It helped to discipline my prayer life. It was very productive. And so I would, if you struggle with prayer, if you struggle with praying more than 5-10 minutes, develop something like that. Because before long, I could pray for hours and still not be done. Are you hearing me? Is he worth it?
I don't have time for that. I got to get up and go to work.
I did too. But there's always time for those that you love. That would have been a good place for, oh me. Okay? Are you okay with that? Okay. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. I only have 2 pages of notes, and I've turned the page. That's what I'm talking about. Ephesians chapter 4. No, I said Philippians, didn't I? Philippians chapter 4. That's Ephesians 2, right? 2 what? Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 4 through 7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say what? Rejoice! You notice the exclamation there. Church, listen to me. You've got to put some emphasis into this stuff. Come on, you got to.
Oh, it says rejoice. So, I'm just rejoicing again.
David, how do we rejoice? There you go. Violently twirl. That's right. No holding back. Right? Undignified. Yes, I like that. Undignified. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. How are you going to do that? You get excited. Right? You let the light shine, and you let it shine like a bright beacon. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with what? Thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. It's also an act of worship, gratitude, thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I'm going to He's giving you a list of do's and don'ts here, so I'm just going to start with 16 and through 18, and might even read through 20, okay? So do's and don'ts. Here's some do's and don'ts, but it's just a partial list. Read this on your own, starting with verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Heard someone say you can't do that. Why would he give you that if you can't do that? The reason why people say you can't do that is because they don't understand prayer. Praying is communicating. You're just talking with him, right? My wife can talk to me forever. Yeah, right? Does Tabitha talk to you forever? But she could. Just stop, Pastor. Just don't put the hand up like that. That's you're not giving, you're stopping. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18, listen to this. In everything, say everything. In everything, say everything. In everything, do what? In everything, give thanks. So does that mean that even though Owen is in the hospital, that we still give thanks? Absolutely. I remember one time I was preaching on that particular passage, and someone came up to me later and said, Pastor, I'm not giving thanks in the midst of hurt and turmoil and so forth and disaster. And he said, that's not even right. And I said, you've misunderstood the whole thing. You've got to take it in the full context of the Scriptures. And what does it say? And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And so even when we're going through disastrous, hurtful situations, we still give Him thanks because we know He's on our side. We know that He can take any situation and turn it around for our good. What the enemy meant for evil, He will turn it around for good in your life. You've got to have faith in a God that is always faithful. Hello? And so, even when it's in your darkest moment, you still turn around and give Him thanks. Amen? It'll spread life into that darkness. In everything, giving thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's for our benefit. It's God's will that we give Him thanks in everything. And when we do, our life changes. Listen, whenever you begin to give Him thanks and you recognize who He is and begin to praise Him for who He is, and remember those things that He's already done for you, it changes the countenance within you. And it'll create a better way of responding than reacting to that situation.
Do not quench the spirit, and do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully and hold fast to that which is good. Amen. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verses 15 through 16. Through him, then. Through who? Jesus, yes. Through him, then. Let us continually offer up a what? Sacrifice of praise to God. That is the, and listen, then he goes on and he describes what that is. What is the sacrifice of praise to God? That is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And so does God require sacrifices anymore? It's a trick question, so don't answer it. Unless you really know the answer. The answer to that is yes. But he does not require blood sacrifices. Christ shed his blood, deliberately poured out his blood once and for all, not to be repeated again. Scripture says, for without the remission of blood, there is no. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so he did that. But the sacrifice that he's requiring is the offering or the sacrifice of praise. We're giving it to him. Amen? Amen. That he requires. He desires that, and he desires it for your will. For your best interest. It's his will, but it's for your best interest. It changes your relationship and your ability to interact with him. It sets the heart in a right position to be able to enter into his presence and to interact with a holy and righteous God. It helps you to be able to receive when you've assumed the position. So praise and thanksgiving go hand in hand. You could go, oh, there, because that was a pun intended. Okay, so what's your assignment? Right. Here's what I would suggest, too. Bring your list next Sunday. I am. I'm going to check homework. Huh? So, what'd you say? That's exactly right. You got that, man. If you don't have it done, that's all right, but bring your list. Bring your list. If you wrote down even just three things between now and then, that's 7 days, and you should have Sunday done before you come, so that's at least 21 things on your list, right, that you're thankful for. But bring it and ready to share for a little bit. We'll have some testimony. How's that? Is that okay with you, Pastor? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. I want to close with this scripture, Romans 11, 36. I've already quoted one Roman scripture, but we got to have another one in there, right?
It wouldn't be my message if I didn't have Romans in there. Romans 11:36, this is for from him and through him and to him are all things. So say that with me. From him, through him, to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Amen.